Some new technology at UC Santa Barbara, inspired by nature, may soon mean fewer trips to the dentist. UCSB researchers say the way that ocean mussels bond to rocks and other coastal surfaces to survive has shown them ways of creating longer-lasting dental restoration work like crowns and implants.
We're inspired by that chemistry and apply that to the dental composite so that we could extend the lifespan of restoration.
Dr. Colby Ahn is a materials scientist at UCSB's Marine Science Institute. He says what they've learned from mussels is that instead of having one bond to a surface, which basically means they're totally reliant on one link, they have a number of weaker ones. Researchers call them sacrificial bonds because they can dissipate energy without losing the overall adhesion between surfaces.
The mussels use sacrificial bond, energy dissipative bond, that has a weaker bond with a stronger bond. So when the impact occurs, instead of the impact goes directly to the stronger bond and break it, it goes to the weaker bond, and that sacrifice and dissipate the impact energy. The muscles can survive throughout their lifetime.
Ahn says it's a little technical, but the net result is you're not putting all of your eggs in one basket, so to speak, by relying on a single bond.
Current composite is covalently bonded. Once it breaks, it breaks. Ours having a dynamic bond. So this dynamic bond is weaker, but we have more of these bonds. Because we have many weaker bonds, it breaks in time, not at once. So it dissipates the impact energy gradually.
Ahn says he's been working on the new dental restoration composite for 5 years, but is really building on 3 decades of work by his colleagues. Also key to the breakthrough was having a dentist participate in their research.
I happen to learn a lot of their needs and happen to learn a lot about the biomimetics. So I combine, bridge these two different fields, and then we come up with some new materials that could extend the lifetime of the dental restoration.
The UCSB researcher says crowns and implants would be made out of the same materials. The difference is in the coupling substance being used with the same ingredients.
The chemicals are the same as the current dental composite. The difference is the coupling agent. The coupling between the glass and the polymethacrylate.
Ahn says this approach provides 10 times higher adhesion and a 50% increase in toughness compared to current dental composites. Instead of the restoration work cracking like it does now, it would wear down over time and last longer.
We are working with some dental composite companies to commercialize this technology. This can be a new standard not only for dental composite, but also for other industrial composites, including all the plastics and rubber, including rubber tires.
Ahn believes the new dental composite could be in widespread use in about 5 years. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.